Episode 660, The Joy-Filled Life.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Ladies, are you ready for an extraordinary week? Because it is your day to shine. Shine on. Let the radiance within you beam outside you. You have the opportunity to impact every single one you come in contact with. So today, I want you to smile bigger. You are now living the joy-filled life. And you're like, I am? I don't really feel like I am. It's Monday morning, and I am so not living it. Well, you tune in. Don't hang up yet, because you are going to learn what could be stealing and robbing you of your joy and how you can bring it back within your life. But first off, we have to give a huge shout-out and a welcome to everyone who's brand new to Create Your Now, this incredible family. Welcome, welcome. Hugs to you. I'm so excited that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions, just to keep your life simpler. And it is truly for that, because we already live that busy, crazy world trying to do it all as we pursue our passion, purpose, and presence in our life's journey. So come on in and let's join together. Now, I've got a couple announcements. Number one, My Strength is My Story. It's a brand new series coming here to Create Your Now. Yes, you don't have to try to change channels or anything like that. But what you can look forward to is we are going to be having guests here. And you have the opportunity to be a guest here, right here on this podcast. If you're interested or you have a guest recommendation, click on the link in the show notes, My Strength is My Story. And there it'll walk you through exactly what you need to do. And it'll begin the conversation of how you can actually be a guest here on Create Your Now. Okay, now with all that being said, we've got to really jump in, because there's a lot to cover. The joy-filled life. The reality is, we don't always have a life filled with rainbows and Skittles. It takes me back to that commercial years and years and years ago. In fact, it may even be pre-children, honestly, now that I think about it. But there was a commercial, and it was like the rainbows of Skittles, you know, the rainbows of flavors. And it was all about Skittles, and it would go into and dump into this, you know, big pot of gold. And it just made it seem like if you had Skittles, you had this joyous life. It was the best life ever. But in reality, we don't always have rainbows and Skittles in our life. Living the joy-filled life is what we're after, but how do you get there? It's not about a piece of candy that we eat. Even though it might be really tasty, it's not going to get us there. But how do you get there? One can reason a few tragic things happening in a lifetime. You can come to understand that quote-unquote things happen, right? And somehow you dig deep enough to move forward after a death in the family, a serious health issue, and the loss of a job. But as you go through the dailies in life, the grind of routines and rituals, where's the joy-filled life? Where's it gone? You can't find it from the crazy one-hour commute to work. You can't experience it with the back-talking of rude children who won't obey. You can't have it when your favorite sports team is losing all the time. You can't discover it in a relationship that is built upon selfish reasons. What's joy, let alone the joy-filled life? How do I get there? But the search is on. How can some find it in the chaos of life and others can't? Well, joy is there for all of us to receive. But we may need to understand, first off, what might be stealing your joy, what we call the thieves of joy. And there's lots of them. Number one, comparison. Oh, you're probably very familiar with that. Men, not so much. Men are gruff and tough, and they may have a little disgruntled conversation, and they may not like something, or they may, you know, look each other up and down or whatever, but then they brush it off after 2 minutes. They forget about it. They're like best buds, you know, the next day. But for us women, not so much. Oh, no. We take the highlight reels of everybody, of our BFFs, our siblings, our neighbor, our coworker. We're always comparing. And then the thing is, we rehash it in our mind and we replay it and replay it. We rewind it. Oh, we started again. And we go back and we're like, oh man, can you believe that? They went on this trip. Man, we should be doing that. How come we're not doing that? If only. Comparison can steal the joy from you. You've got to understand that most of life is lived in between the posts. And what I mean by that is think about your social media posts that you read. You see all the good ones, maybe a couple bad ones. But that's not truly their life. If you were to put that together, that would not explain what is going on in their home. You see, most of their life is lived in between the posts, the ones and the stuff that we cannot see. But that's not the highlight reel that we see, is it? And so that's what we have to compare ourselves against. Comparison, a thief of joy. Number two, the lie of when, then. Oh, this one gets us all the time. When I am successful as an online business entrepreneur woman, then I will have joy. Oh, yes, I will, most definitely. When I become an author, wait, a New York Times best-selling author, then I will be happy and I will have a joy-filled life. Oh, I will. What when and then is it for you? Like maybe this, when I finally marry the man of my dreams and I have the prince, then I will have a joy-filled life. We never reach the then because there's always another when. The line keeps being pushed and pushed and pushed. The thief of joy is the lie of when then. What when then are you living right now? When I get my logo for my business, then I will be successful. Oh, yes, that's me. When I finally get my website, oh, yes, then I will be ecstatic and I will be in business and then I will know I have arrived. When my children grow up and obey me and do everything the first time, then I will be the best mother, and I will be so excited. The lie of when then, is that robbing you daily of your joy? Is it stripping you of happiness? Number three, another thief of joy is pain and misery. Physically and emotionally, it's so much easier to stay in that painful drama moment, to stay and kind of hunker down in misery. Why? Because we know what to expect. We understand the feelings. There's nothing unknown about it. There's really nothing to fear because, well, we're miserable already, so who cares? Pain and misery robs you of your joy. It's a thief of joy. That pain and misery can even be something that has happened within you, a loss of a family member. I know my father, when he passed away so tragically and unexpectedly, I could have chosen to stay in that pain because it hurt way deep down. And to lose my father at such a young age for him, he was only 65, just really wasn't fair. Now, I could have chosen to stay in that pain and in that misery because I knew what it was going to feel like for the rest of my life. But I didn't want it to rob me of my joy. And I knew my father would not want that either. But some of us allow it. Pain and misery, a thief of joy. And number four, this is a huge one. Distractions. Yes, distractions. We have too much to do. We stuff our calendars full of, well, stuff. Everything we can. Allowing ourselves not to be in the moment. It's one thing to stuff your calendar at work because you have deadlines. But what happens with your family life? Are you stuffing it full? When was the last time that you even talked to your mother? When was the last time you had a conversation with your siblings? We use distractions as an excuse to kind of pump ourselves up so we don't have to worry about life really happening. But when we do that and when we live amongst the distractions, we are choosing to be robbed of our joy. We're choosing that because we're doing way too much. Not allowing ourselves to ever be in the moment. It's just the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. Okay, it's dinner time. Next, it's bedtime. Next is, oh, wait, I got to rush and make sure I've got the laundry done. And next, and there's no breathing time. Four big things, four huge thieves. Comparison, the lie of when then, the pain and the misery and the distractions. Maybe one of them applies to you right now. Which one is it? Maybe more than that does. What are your thieves of joy? Because if you want the joy-filled life, you've got to start doing something different. And now that you know the thieves, you can begin to make some changes. And that is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Joy, justify only you, J-O-Y. Justify only you. And you're like, well, that seems a little strange. It seems like you're building yourself up. Well, we're building ourselves up in regards to not our ego, though. It's in regards to number one, what you can control, which is you. You control you. Justify only you in your words, in your actions, in your thoughts. Stop meddling in the messes of this life. You can't control what your neighbor's doing, what your best friend's doing, how the customer service rep behind the desk is handling things. You can't control any of that, but you can control your words. You can control your actions. You can control your thoughts. Justify only you. Just because somebody else is mad and upset during the day, just because your boss is having a Monday morning, doesn't mean that you have to have one too on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Because that's the excuse we use. Oh, well, Mr. Jones here was so mad at us, and since he's the manager, well, then we're just going to be mad and upset the rest of the week, and we're going to be crappy and mean all the time. No, you control you. Just because you're getting it from the top doesn't mean you have to send it down to the bottom. You have a choice. You want the joy-filled life, justify only you. You control you, your words, your actions, your thoughts. Number two, be present. Be present in the moment. Be in the moment. Be aware of what's right in front of you. How many times have we missed what's right there? How many times have you been looking away and your husband's there trying to give you a kiss and you totally missed it? And maybe he just grabbed you on the cheek real quick. Or maybe you totally missed it at all. And it was just gone. Moment passed you by. Be present. Be in the moment. Leave the distractions behind. Remember, those distractions, they're a thief. They'll rob you of your joy. But you can make that change by being present. That means what? Being aware. What is around you? Stop worrying about it. Put that daggum phone down. Take out your earbuds. Take out the Bluetooth. Stop trying to do something on your phone, listen to somebody in a conversation, and work on your computer at the same time. You're not giving equal amount of joy and love and attention to every single person or activity that you're participating in. They all just become a distraction. So be present. Be in the moment. Number three, look to the one who gives you joy, God himself. Psalm 3:4 says this, I will go to God, the source of all my joy. You see, God created you. He created joy. He looks at you and he sees joy. He doesn't see a distraction. He doesn't see pain and misery. He doesn't compare you to someone else he created. He sees you, his child. I will go to God, the source of all my joy. Look to the one who gives that to you. Stop trying to do everything else. Justify only you. You can't take care of your husband and make him see things. He can only see his things. I'm telling you, women, stop trying. That's not our job. And that is for another episode. Justify only you. You can have the joy-filled life if you justify only you. My husband and I were on our way back home with the family from service this weekend, from church service. And I was thinking about you all and working on some ideas, yes, that are coming. It's exciting. I can't give you the deets on it yet. Nope, can't give you any of those details. But what I can tell you is that we were brainstorming. And I made a comment out loud and I said, you know what? I need to brainstorm this. I need a name. And he's like, okay. And I went on to tell him a little bit about it. And the kids were doing their own thing, you know, with, you know, cars now and technology. Oh, yeah. So talk about distractions. They were doing their thing. So it gave my husband and I just a time to chat. And so I asked him, I said, okay, I need to brainstorm this. Will you do it? He goes, yes. And he became silent. And I'm the one who's driving. And I'm like, okay. And so we've got the college ball game on because, yes, we had to catch up because we were at church. And no, we don't watch the scores while we're at church. But we wanted to catch up on a couple of the teams. So that's going on the radio. And I just thought, okay, we're going to have a conversation here, right? I'm waiting. Minutes go by. More minutes go by. And I'm like, I asked to brainstorm here and nobody's talking. All I'm doing is listening to quiet with the exception of the radio. And I got to tell you, I was like, well, he acknowledged me. He heard me, right? I know he heard me. So I was just quiet and I was in my own mind thinking of things. And I would make a comment or I'd say a word and then I'd be quiet again. And then all of a sudden out of the blue, I kid you not, it was probably about 12, 15 minutes later. Seriously. He said, you know, I'm brainstorming for you, right? And I said, oh, you are? Remember, there was no conversation happening. And he goes, yeah, I'm writing them all down. He goes, that's how I work best. And it was in that immediate moment, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to fit him into this box, the box that I created. But that's not the box that he fits into. That's not who he is. And here I could have let my joy get deflated because I didn't think he was at all willing to brainstorm with me because he was so quiet. The kids weren't listening. They were doing their own thing, just had the radio on. And I made this plea to him asking for his help. And I thought I was getting nothing. And yes, I was getting a little bit upset about it. I was like, you told me you were going to help, and now you're not helping me. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, you know I'm brainstorming for you. You are? Okay. And I said, he goes, I'm writing it down, and I will text them to you. I've got four listed here, and there's more coming. And I was like, okay. He goes, that's how I work best. And I couldn't help but in that moment smile. Because you see, I knew that I was trying to fit him into this box. And if I let him kind of like steal my joy and be the thief of it and take it because what, he wasn't fitting in my box? How unfair was that to me? Justify only you. I needed to take care of me the way I needed to. So me saying a few words out loud, that was taking care of me. Him writing down, that was him taking care of him. Justify only you. You can't fit everybody into your box. And that leads me to the biggest thief of all. The biggest thief that is robbing you of your joy is you. In life, you have a choice or you have an excuse. That's it. You have a choice or you have an excuse. The choice is that you can be the person that you were created to be, or you can choose to live amongst the excuses that you accept within your life. You have a choice or you have an excuse. It's up to you. Joy is abundantly available to you. You can have the joy down in your heart to stay. And that may ring a bell to some of you as an old little song of church. I've got the joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I've got the joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. Where's your joy today? Are you letting it escape like a little balloon floating in the air as you cut out the air and it just blows away? Or do you want to capture that joy and have that joy-filled life that God wants you to have? Justify only you. Take it one step at a time. And maybe if you are not really sure how this fits in, maybe you're going through something with building a business online. Maybe you are having an issue in your marriage. Maybe you just don't know, but something's just not right. You kind of have an idea, but you're not sure. Let's you and I talk. Click on Take Aim in the show notes. This is a little session that I give you all for free. It doesn't cost you anything but your time. There's no strings attached. It gives you the opportunity to talk to me. Yes, I really am a real person. I don't bite. I'm here to help and serve and love you right where you're at, to help coach you where you need coaching. I'm here to help and serve you. But it takes you to take aim. So click on the link, Take Aim. My hand is extended to you. I truly cannot wait to hear from you and how I can help. Also, a quick reminder, My Strength is My Story. If you're interested on being a guest here on Create Your Now, or you have guest recommendations, be sure to click on that link. Most importantly, as you go out this week, my desire for you and my prayer for you is that you will go out and have a joy-filled week. Justify only you. Make the choices and live in those choices instead of living amongst the excuses. You are truly brilliant. You're an incredible human being. You're a woman of impact. And there's absolutely no reason why that your dreams cannot become a reality, whatever they may be. So go out and live an extraordinary day. Have a blessed week, and may God continue to bless you beyond your imagination. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.